We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Heslop, editor of Pittsburgh Magazine, is going, what the hell's he talking about? He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We're going to give him a pass, Brian, because today is Kevin's 50th birthday.
Oh, congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
In honor,
I appreciate that, Brian.
We're going to invite him to check out Pittsburgh Magazine and what happens when classic horror movies get a Pittsburgh twist. We're going to have a pop quiz for you, Kevin, after this.
I thought we were the epicenter of horror movies.
We are. We're the the zombie capital of the world.
Yeah, we know what happens when zombies come here. That one's already settled. Like, you know.
So yeah,
they go to the mall in Monroeville.
We always love, Brian, these these connections. It may feel like that sometimes. These connections where there's always a Pittsburgh connection in everything, and we find out. Even in movies that are super famous that you didn't think had a Pittsburgh connection, they do.
Yeah, there you go. They could. So we imagine, like, in Halloween, if Michael Myers couldn't stalk in Pittsburgh because we have too many nebby neighbors around here, they're going to keep track of him.
Who's that guy with the hockey mask walking around town?
Yeah, you could never do that in Pittsburgh. Yeah, he'd be back in that sanitarium the very next hour.
That's probably true. Right. What about The Shining?
Yeah, so that creepy Overlook Hotel would be purchased by the Nutting family who bought Seven Springs. They turned it into a winter sports destination, and if you saw anything creepy, you just get a free weekend at an open bar.
I like it. I like it. What about Psycho?
The Exorcist, what about... We thought in The Exorcist, it would be, you know, the priest would first turn to a church group of the pierogi makers, ask them to pray for the girl. So much prayer coming out of any pierogi circle at a church, that demon would be out of town in the next hour.
The pierogi sale.
That's pretty good.
Exactly.
That's
don't go against the pierogi maker.
All right, you talked about the Overlook Hotel. What about the Bates Motel? Psycho.
Yeah, so the Bates Motel would have been featured in a documentary by Rick Seebeck on QED. He would have told you it was a great place to spend the night. The man would have gone through the roof. Norman Bates would have had to hire all kind of staff. He would have become much more socialized and normal, just buried his mother in the back, and everything would be okay.
That's great. Very well
that's
done.
Actually, that's clever. Well done.
We look at more of those online at PittsburghMagazine.com.
That's fun. You're spot on, I think, with the nebby neighbors.
Hey, I live out in the north, and I've driven past North Park Lounge in McCandless on Babcock, and we talked to the owner, Mark Baranowski, and he told us about this, and when I saw it, I thought, this is the future, these little pop-up greenhouses.
These things are amazing. Yeah, this is going to extend the outdoor dining season up there. They built these 8 little greenhouses outside the restaurant, tables for 4 inside. They have an electric space heater. You're not going to get that in the next few days, at least, for the weather. But they sanitize it between, and at nighttime, you've got to go at nighttime. It's like they've got all these string lights up there. It is really an amazing thing to see. It's first come, first serve seating, so you may have to wait a little bit, but it's really worth waiting for. These places are really super cool.
Greenhouse seating, complete with festive lights and
plants. They're talking about giving you like a blanket and stuff when it gets chilly.
So you have your own place.
Yeah. It's a totally amazing thing to do, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like it. Like it a lot. You think other restaurants are going to start doing that?
Oh, I think, yeah. This has been a couple other cities have tried this, too, already. So I think it's going to spread around here. People got to figure out a way to like get people who want to sit outside in their own private area. You know, that's just pretty neat. If you've got a big enough parking lot, I think you can do it.
And finally, when the professional sports world screeched to a halt this spring, you have pro golfer, is it Rachel Rahana?
Yeah, that's right. We have a profile of her in our October issue of Pittsburgh Magazine, which just went on sale on newsstands. When no one could work, she has a farm in Greene County with her husband. So she spent that time wrapping fresh deer meat for her husband's butcher shop. She fed the heifers, tended the goats, the sheep, the pigs, six broken fencing. She has a new toddler daughter she's taking care of. She also practiced her swing on the hillsides of their cattle ranch. So it's just a cool thing to see what happens to somebody who's in professional sports during this time and how she kept herself busy. And not many golfers are actually also farmers.
Yeah, she's probably one of the few, one of the only ones.
Yeah, or any, yeah. She's now back. She joined the tournament resumed. She did do some things. She traveled around with her daughter, like, you know, taking her daughter with her on the tour. But it's a pretty cool story about this woman who really managed this pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, it is amazing because, you know, I bet you she was happy to be home. But when she was able to go back out on tour, was probably pretty happy because that farming is a lot of work.
Yeah, you know what, Brian? Kevin is a farmer by family trade back in the day.
There were a few of them in the family. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there were a few. My great-grandmother was Dairyman of the Year one year.
Your great-grandmother was Dairyman of the Year?
Yeah, she had a dairy farm.
How about that? Where's the story in Pittsburgh Magazine on
that? I know, yeah.
It was Crawford County.
Well, you can go to PittsburghMagazine.com, read all about it. Editor Brian Heslip under Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Brian, enjoy this Kevin Battle Day in Pittsburgh with the sunshine in 78.
I will. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.